Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
My. That's all we want to do is make it do what it do. And we're excited about being here at the 6 o'clock hour, 7 o'clock on your on the East Coast, and truly, truly, remember, 4 o'clock on the Pacific Coast. So we're so glad that God has blessed us again. We want to bring you some awesome discussions tonight. And the topics we focus on is the Love Cafe. Truly, truly, the real relationship on Real Love Talk Show. Focus on relationships in the process. That soothes your appetite. So it's a blessing to be here and be a part of this tonight. Because see, what we have tonight is we're going to just look at falling in love ain't easy to do. You know, something like a song used to say many years ago about falling in love is hard. Sometimes it's hard to be able to do it, so it's not an easy thing to do. We are truly, truly happy in the Love Cafe because the Love Cafe focuses on the particular area of love, of the word love, and we do acronyms, and that starts off with the L, and the L is listening. If you truly, truly want to have a healthy relationship, you need to listen first and talk second. It's all about effective communication as well as overcoming the challenges and overlooking the faults, as well as a value, which is a V. How valuable is that relationship? How valuable is that person is to you? You're willing to put it all in, or are you willing to put it in and want to put it out later? The E is excitement, truly, truly, encouragement. It's about empowering that person that you say you love, and that is the love we're talking about, and it's in the cafe. And that cafe, truly, truly, have a menu that would get you stirred up inside, excites your soul, and that's what it's all about. So we're going to focus on our cafe, those parts of the menu. First of all, you have what we call the starters and appetizers. So we're going to be talking, about the lust. Come on now, talking about the lust. Then you'll truly, truly will move to that part when you're sitting there and off and purchase an entree. And that entree includes the things you just want to have, which is the attraction. See, when you're attracted to someone or something, but at that menu, you're attracted to it. And you're going to say, I'm going to do four course with that person. Then you have that part of the dessert. See, that's when it tops it off, truly, truly, when it's so sweet that you truly say, this is an attachment. And then last month, but not least, but through the process, the first thing they ask you when you come to the Love Cafe, what you'd like to have or what you wish was. Truly, truly, beverage is the awakening. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure we give you a little lust. We're going to make sure we give you some attraction. We're going to make sure we expose you to the sense of attachment. And truly, truly, the awakening part of a relationship. So glad to be here with you. Again, I've got these Smith as some awesome individuals joining us as we go throughout our shows throughout the week, throughout the day. We had a show earlier at 1 o'clock. I was telling you about it earlier, you know, kind of, you know, locked in quarantine for 10 days. My grandson got sick yesterday, and I took him to the emergency, and he had tested positive for COVID-19. So the thing about we're quarantined for 10 days. I'm quarantined because I am negative, but I'm fully vaccinated. However, he's here, and I have to make sure I take care of him. You know, we have to put school on hold for a minute, and because we started school Monday. And now he has to wait 10 days before he can go back. So we're going to do what we need to do. Got him settled in the back. He's relaxing and enjoying what our 11 and 12-year-old boys and girls do. That's play the games. So he's back there playing the games. So God has been so good. He's blessing me. have him and he give him that direction, give him the guidance. So, you know, that's what it's all about. So it's all about when you can make a difference in someone's life, especially your seed, especially your blood. So God is so good. Thank you so much. And those individuals I mentioned, his co-hosts who joined us, that's Pastor Eddie Pratt. He's out of Dallas, Texas. He's truly awesome man. That's relationship strategist as well as relationship coach. We also have Tina Robinson. I know she texted me and said, I'm going to be on it tonight. I'll be coming hard tonight. I said, come on, that's the lady I identify, you know, truly the that puts her boots on the ground. She go out and she work. She go out and get into the community. She mix it up to those individuals in the community of Oakland, California. And she's doing some awesome things, owning our own truth. That's what it's all about. You have to own your own truth so you can be in a position to be successful. Shout out to Denise Chewy, Latane Pickett. Thank you for joining us. She's also doing an awesome job, you know, which she's trying to accomplish so much. Inspired to inspire. I always told her, you inspire me with the things you're doing. And thank you so much for being the person to inspire what we're trying to do at WBSW Internet 24 Radio. So we can wait until thank you so much. She's also a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sword Incorporated. All right, we're giving her that wave. Thank you so much. And as you join her, we're going to make sure we can wave at you on Facebook and wave at you on Instagram. As I mentioned that, those two of you that will be joining. There's one more, Sharita Duncan. She's an author. She's a life coach. She as well as she's the owner of a semi-professional basketball team located in the Little Region of Central Alabama and traveling pretty much all over the country to participate. She has a men's as well as a women's unit of it, and they inspired and was in the tournament, right at the beginning of the summer, and did real well. So we applaud her, but they're going to call in. They're the remote in, and we're so glad to have them to be a part of this. Truly, you'll ask yourself, why should I check out the Love Cat thing? Because truly, it's the real love talk show as soon as you have the time. And we're being broadcast on Facebook. Truly, have to have an opportunity to broadcast on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDRVirgilSmith. Then we have the pleasure of being able to be on Blog Talk Radio. And you can check us out on Blog Talk Radio. You can call us and be a part of the show. The number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts, share your ideals, say you come in, your expertise. Once you press 1, the last 4 digits of your cell will be called out until I'll tell you that you're live and chatting with Dr. Lowell. And that way you can jump in and share your thoughts. This is actually for your location. It helps us keep it on board and we are broadcasting and being heard all over the world. We're so glad to have that opportunity. Then at WebLink, if you want to check us out by WebLink, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. As I said, we're being broadcast by Instagram. And on Instagram, I give a shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. They was excited, and I was excited for us to partner and get this broadcast out, get the word out. So we said, you can partner with us in the Instagram News Out page to get the word and broadcast. So we thank those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated for just opening their arms and say, I want to be a partner with you, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Also, we want you to understand that you can check out all our episodes, and we're excited. We're very excited. You know why we're excited? This is 410 episodes. dating back to 2017. We was told in the beginning, you won't last long. But said, if you put your trust in the Lord, he will bring you through. And we prayed because this is the vision he gave me. He said, go out and set up a vessel for everybody, everyone, all over the world. If you want to share things through, you can do it through what is necessary to give you, this vision that he gave you. So here we are, the 410th episode. Man, excited. God has been blessing us in so many ways. Truly, truly. As you begin to join the board, if you want to share your thoughts, press 1. For those of you who are already on the board, press 1, and I'll make sure I can bring you on live so you can share your thoughts for 30 seconds, 10 seconds. But as I look at the number, one of the numbers already, give a shout out to the host and tell the truth. Ms. Christine Walters is joining us as well on the board. So we're ready to press, Christine, that you got some things you want to say. We have an opportunity. Let's slowly look at moving to our show. Falling in love ain't easy to do. As we said earlier, as we broadcast this, we talk about getting the word out. We are so proud and so excited to have listeners and watchers in 18 countries, including the United States, Canada, which is north of the borders, and Mexico, which is south of the borders. If you go to Cancun, you can get on the internet and use your cell to call us and let us know I'm in Cancun. As soon as the borders open up on the north, which is not open unless you're an essential worker. If you're an essential worker, you're going to Canada. Give us a call if you're in Montreal, Toronto, Saskatchewan, Pacific West. Wherever you are, give us a call. We're so glad to have you. We want you to share your thoughts. God is so good. He's awesome. Falling in love ain't easy to do. We want to start our show off tonight about just focusing on love. As I always do, and I shared earlier with you about the Love Cafe. We use those acronyms of love to kind of best explain what truly what love is all about. The L in love is listening. I'm going to repeat that. It's listening, but I'm going to add something that I hope touches your heart. You have to listen first and talk second. Just remember, that's what love requires you to do. Be an effective communicator. Be able to talk, but be able to listen as well. The O, as I said earlier, be a little bit more in-depth. It's overcoming those challenges. Sometimes things get tough. It may not be the way you want it to be, but you got to be willing to put the effort in. You got to be willing to work it out if you think it's worth working out. I don't push anybody to work anything out if they don't think it's worth working out. Overlooking faults. We all have faults. And if you love somebody, you overlook the faults they have because they're going to do the same to you. See, love is all about being able to give love, but able to receive as well. It doesn't work when you're always giving and they're not reciprocating that love back to you. See? You got to be very careful. The V is valuable. How valuable is that relationship? Is it convenient that makes it valuable? Is it something I'm going to try and see how it works? How valuable is that person to you? How valuable are you to them? That he is everything. See, love is about everything. See, we all go through challenges. We all go through things that may not work out like you want to work out. But if you have somebody there that's supporting you, encouraging you, help you, empower you. Brings about that excitement. That's part of that everything, is that you love is patience and kind. Sometimes we have to reevaluate ourselves to make sure we understand what love is all about. The title is Falling in Love Ain't Easy to Do. You can't fall in love with everybody. I'll say something later on the show that it's probably going to be three people totally in your lifetime that you fall in love with. But you're going to love a lot of people. I have never seen it. From the child, as a child, the first love that we have is for that for the parents we have that in our life are still in our life. That's the first sign of love. That's how you learn what true love is. That's how you feel what true love is all about. It's with that parent. Because when you was able to come into this world through even the process where you, through the incubation, through the time you're brought in, through the 9-month period, maybe in shorter, might have been more, love was given to you. Everything that parent did, she's a pillar. A mother is a pillar. So love is all about understanding. It's about patience. You think about God, when God blessed us to when you go back to Genesis, and we're talking about as he began to form the claim, the first known man in his image was Adam's. He formed that claim. It took patience to do images like him. I'm going to do you in my image. Even for the first woman, God took the rib from sleep. Adam was sleeping. And removed that rib and created Eve. It took patience. So love is all about patience. It took patience to see his only begotten son to be ridiculed, go through blasphemy, even stoned, beaten, and led up to the cross. Come on now. That's love. You have to watch that and feel that. That's a part of you. Gave his only begotten son for our sins so we yet live. See, that's love. That's about patience. Love is about kindness. See, love has nothing to do with being jealous of somebody because they have that outfit. That person have that car. See, that's a materialistic thing. Or the way they treat their children. See, you have the same ability. Because God bless you with that. Bless you with the ability to love your children and not be jealous of other individuals. It's not boastful. It's not braggadocious. You need to brag about that. People see love. When they see love, that's being recognized. See, when you talk about love, ain't about being rude. See, don't be rude. Old saying, what goes around comes around. When you act in that matter, and you still call that love, it's going to come back to you. So whether you keep doing, we want you to be a part of the show by calling in at 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll identify you the last word that you can sell. Then I'll choose you the location. Then jump in with you. Conversation, your thoughts, your comments. And we share them thoughts with Dr. Louisa A. Smith. So glad they host other shows. People think we're going to just touch on love and this truly our touch on us. Love, never give up. Never lose faith. It's always hopeful. And endures through every circumstance. That's 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. That's what love is. So I ask you, what does love look like to you? Truly tell me what love look like to you. I'm going to give a shout out and a wave to Carol Davis. I have a shout out Carol because Carol was the young lady that name came out of that last raffle we had on August the 1st. And she won a 4-day midnight trip to her choice in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. So I know she communicated with me the other day when we shared that I just left Myrtle Beach. How it was there. And we're going to have our talk, Carol. Thank you so much for being a world listener and a watcher, as well as congratulations to you on winning or being selected as the winner of the 4-day night trip to your choice. We take you to the hotel and the tax that goes along. And we pick up Carol so that the other trip will be coming out in Ralph Holmes and Don't Give Up. So be ready. Keep on listening. Shout out to you. Earth, you're listening. I'm trying to be at people. I'm not getting it right. I'm trying to see it. I'm trying to make sure I see it. I'm going to see it, and I'm working on it. I know she said she would be on. So I'm going to give you a shout out for joining us as well. Also, BJ Jefferson, out of that great state of Tennessee. Thank you, BJ, for joining us. And we want you all to continue to send me the cash out. We still sowing seeds in your lives. We still have giveaways. Like I said, the truth of it, we talk about the fourth trip, but actually it was the fourth giveaway and the fifth giveaway that we did away. So we gave away our first giveaway on May 31st. Carl Pickett, more than 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta, hotel and lodging. All of our trips that we take in hotel and lodging, you take care of your travel as you can. And on June the 30th, the winner of that trip was Jay Rude out of Birmingham. She won that trip, 2-night. Then we raffle off 2 bicycles, adult bicycles. That was on July 15th. And the winner of those was Brittany McKinney out of Georgia. And Rachel Robinson, Victor Fabius, who worked in corporate, who listened to us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Thank you so much for all of your participating and what we're doing. And we'll be back in October having more giveaways. We'll be all formed. We're going to be giving away tickets to the Magic City Classic. We'll be giving away tickets to many other classes that are going to be occurring. We're going to be doing some things. We're going to give back. We thank you for listening. And truly, it's about love, because I love each and every one of you. That will never change. Because I truly understand what love is and what it looks like. See, I understand when we talk about love, we're talking about never never losing faith. Even though I know sometimes things get challenging and you have to take a step back. You have to get yourself in order so you can be ready for how that love is going to come at you. See, love is a state of mind. What it looks like to you, to me, is a state of mind. It's unconditional. And it's not for everyone. Everyone do not deserve and should have your love. You can love everybody, but it don't mean when you get to the point of that patience, you're talking about the kindness, you're talking about that joy, you're talking about that happiness, you're talking about that peace. You can't give it to everyone because they may not be ready for it. Love includes being pure. Love is pure. Painful. Sweet. Which are sweetness. Respect. Admiration. Care. So you have to care. Some people only care when you care. But that just might be the way it needs to be so you can truly understand their purpose. See, love never suggests you or your partner to hurt, humiliation, and abuse. He's abusing you, it's not love. Is she abusing you? It's not love. I'm not saying just physically, it could be mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. You can be abused at all on those well-being. Here's a well-being. You can be abused. When we're talking about true love, and if you understand where you are and how it looks to you, love is when you choose it, when you choose to be at your best. When the other person is not at their best, they're going through something, and you dare say, I'm there for you. I know God got you. He blessed me to be in your life, so I'm here. See, that's what love is. But you have to be ready for it now. If you don't think you're ready, you do what's best. And step back. And like we said, give them the gift of goodbye. Let them go. Because I always give the three L's of them. That's learn. That's being able to learn from what happened in life. Live your life to your fullest. And then when things don't work out, you have to let go. It's okay. No one is angry. At least you was able to say, I have to let go. Because this time, this is not good for me. And maybe when it comes back around, you both may be ready for it. See, love means to be deeply committed and connected to someone or something. I'll say that again. Love means to be deeply committed. See, the problem why love don't work, and when you fall in love and it takes hard work and doing it. See, everybody thinks just because someone is kind and nice to you, you know, you say, well, I can love. I can fall in love with them. But you know there's a problem. You say, I can fall in love with them. See, when you fall in love with somebody, you got to say, I can. It would happen. Because, see, love is the essence of your soul. See, love comes from the internal part of you, meaning your heart and your soul. See, you didn't increase that state of mind. See, love is not something that I think I can do it. See, you already know what you can do. See, love is what it does. See, that's what we don't understand. Love is what it does. Some people quite don't have the understanding. We want you to be a part of it. Give us a call. The call number is 347-857. 4192, press 1. I'll make sure you get you on the line by identifying you. The last 4 digits of your cell. That should give you location. If you choose your name, and just jump right in with the conversation and chat with Dr. Lowe. And whatever his special guest, sign in, you can chat with the Bishop Bell. So, we have to keep that in mind when we're talking about what love look like. You only can identify. You can't nobody else do it for you. I can't identify it for you, and you can't identify it for me. Whatever it looks like to me may not be the way it looks like to you. Just keep that in mind. Shout out to C. Relay. Anton, you are waves. And remember, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Give you a shout out, Renee. Thank you for joining us. It's always good to have some of the Boomerang family join us. Thank you so much. Also, let's kind of look at some themes when we talk about, again, what does love look like. Just what does it look like? What does love look like? We have to just remember, people who are in love generally feel a powerful sense of empathy toward their beloved. Feelings of other person pain. See, love is about that person. You can feel their pain. And you will try to do whatever you can to help offset that pain. It is not saying I knew what you were going through. What it's saying is that you feel it. You have recognized the pain that you're going through. But until you go through the same, that pain, it makes it you lose it. So just kind of be very careful about running around telling people, I know how you feel. No, you don't know how I feel. You don't understand how that situation of that, where I, the relationship of the where I was in, that I was really hurt. So don't tell me that because you don't know. You can say you feel my pain. But truly, truly, now that's from the outside. But in the inside, when you begin to know that you love somebody, and you know what love looks like, you can feel what they're going through because you know what? They will communicate with you. See, the key to any situation is communication. Effective communication. Sometimes you can't text them. Sometimes you can't call on the phone. Sometimes you have to do things in person, face to face. We understand we're in a health crisis now. So if your face to face becomes virtual, use virtual. But don't disappear. Because if you feel that person pain, they feel your pain, you ought to be able to communicate with them. Truly, truly. But both people have to want to do it. You can't be one. Shout out to my cousin, Peter Brown, Sr. Thank you, Brother Peter. Minister Peter Brown, Sr. Thank you for joining us as well. Give you a wave as well. Let's move to looking at the difference between I love you. Man, come on now. And I am in love with you. See, some people not realizing there's a difference. I'm going to simply equate the difference as being, I love you is truly a gift that I'm telling you and giving to you. It's a gift. I'll tell you, I love you. That's a gift. Now, the way to make it work for both of you, you must reciprocate that same love back to that person. Love can in all forms. I mentioned many thoughts about it, many ideals, even a definition, or just something relating to love. However, the word I love you is a gift that needs to be reciprocated. When it's reciprocated, then you automatically know that truly that person loves me. Because they are willing to say it. Now, just saying it is not the answer. See, that's where we get in the difference between I love you and I am in love with you. See, I am in love with you. If I'm willing to say it, I'm willing to put the effort in, I'm willing to put the work to make sure you truly, truly feel from my heart, feel from my soul. See, that's the internal part coming out of you, not words coming out of your mouth. I'm in love with you because, you know, it coming from my heart and my soul. It is the essence, love is the essence of our soul. So when it's coming from there, that person can feel the internal part of you. And they know that's love. You're only going to be, as I said earlier in the show, and I'm going to talk a little bit about later on, it's probably going to be about three people in your life that you will truly be able to say, I'm in love with you. Even though they may not be in love with you. They might not be able to reciprocate, but from your inner self, you're saying, I am in love with you. So falling in love ain't easy to do. We love everybody because God says you should love everybody. Show them love. But when we're talking about I'm in love with you, you can't give that to everybody because some people don't know how to have it. Some people can't deal with it. Just think about that for a second. Just think about in your lifetime that you have told somebody, I love you. I love you because you might do some things that I have not experienced before or said some things that I haven't encountered before. See, I love you because you put the effort in, but I may not be in love with you. Give a shout out to Gumby Locks with the number one. We're going to give you a wave. Thank you for joining us as well. So understanding the difference between I love you, which is I truly, truly know from my heart, it's a gift that I give to you, to say that I am in love with you because you do those things that I mentioned early, like you bring peace into my life. You bring joy into my life. You bring happiness into my life. See, you will never humiliate me. You will never hurt me. You will never do any form of abuse. I'm not going to be jealous of you. I'm not going to be boastful. I'm not going to walk around and mistreat you. Because when I'm in love with you, we both benefit from it. See, love, again, is a state of mind and unconditional. Are you able to give unconditional love? God gives us unconditional love. Are you willing or able to give unconditional love to that person that has been designed for you? When we pray to God, send me this person. And as we pray, God said, well, we know. And see, the thing about it, God answers prayers. See, glory. Hallelujah. He answers prayers. But you know what? When you send that person to you, you might not be ready for them. They may not be truly ready for you. So he'll remove them. And then he'll continue to work with you because you're praying, God, help me. Lift me up. Allow me to understand. Allow me to see that person that you have for me. And then, when it's time again, when time will come again, when you see them again, it's a different thing with you because now you understand love. We want you to give a shout out by calling in. That's what I'll say. I want you to shout out. The call in number is 347-857-4192. Make sure you press 1. Might get you on the line. Identify the last 4 days of your cell, telephone number, actually your location. If you want to give your name, and then you can offer your expertise in regards to falling in love and easy to do. So you have to always keep in mind the difference there. You'll know when you're ready for love. No one can tell you when you're ready for love. No person you meet say you're ready. They can only make sure they are ready. And when God puts you in the position, you're ready, you're ready. So keep that in mind when you're looking at the difference. Your difference may be totally different from what I'm saying. But the truth of the matter is, you know what the words I love you mean? If you don't, remember that it's a gift. It's speaking. So the tongue is so powerful. I was reading some scriptures today. It was talking about be careful what you say. In Proverbs 16. Be careful what you say and what you speak. Because we truly, truly have the answer. Be very careful. When I'm in love, that person will bring happiness. That person is something that's so important. They're going to want to give a part of themselves to you because you both need each other. I want to give a shout truly out to Black Voters Matter. Black Voters Matter. There goes some awesome things. They have partnered with Antioch Baptist Church to start a back-to-school dash located at Antioch Baptist Church, Antioch Baptist Church, 1615 Old Selma Road in Montgomery, Alabama, on August the 15th at 10:30 through 1 p.m. You all are cordially invited. What they will be doing is giving away school supplies and offering COVID-19 vaccination to everyone. So if you're free and in the central Alabama area, you'll be invited to join them. That's at Antioch Baptist Church, 1615 Old Selma Road, Montgomery, Alabama, from 10:30 to 1 o'clock. They will have other things going on as well. They have food, they have prizes, they have things going on. So please check them out on the 15th. You know, that's Sunday from 10:30 to 1 p.m. Also a shout to my good friend and my auto broker down in Troy, Alabama, Leon Davis. I'll give him a shout out. Go and check him out. He's a Troy Nissan. And if you're interested in purchasing your new car in the Nissan brand or some other brand, it doesn't make a difference. You want to purchase a car, you can. Located on Highway 231 South, that's your Nissan. And the number to contact Leon Davis is 334-372-1426. I repeat that, 334-372-1426. Stop in. Let them know you heard this shout out for him on WBSW Internet Talk Radio on our Dr. Lowe's show. I'm shouting out on Walmart show and Pigs in the Cafe tonight. So give him a holler. Shout out to him. Also, another sponsor is B.C. Williams Law, PLLC, Attorney Bernardi Williams. She can work with you on a civil issue, criminal issue, whatever it may be. She's willing to work with you. The number is 281-978-2120. 281-978-2120. Someone you know needs their record expunged. She can work with you there. So check her out. Again, this attorney, Renard Williams, with B.C. Williams Law, PLLC. And he did begin. Check it out. Let's get back to our topic. All that love I need to do. And we have to keep in mind. We have to all to really understand falling in love ain't even to do. See, there are some questions that you need to ask. And these questions that you may get answers to will make you fall in love. So is what are the questions that make you fall in love? You have an opportunity on Facebook to type in your questions. You have an opportunity on Instagram to type in your questions that will make you fall in love. What is your question? There are many questions that you can look at and say, this might make me fall in love. First one, I'll just share with you. My question is just some generic questions. One question is, would you like to be famous? Somebody said, what's that got to do with it? It has a lot to do with some people. Before making a telephone call, a phone call by sale, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say? A simple, generic question. Then you talk, when you think about it, this is what I'm going to say. I'm calling this person. I don't know. I'm kind of nervous, and I don't know what to expect. I need to rehearse it. What would constitute a perfect date for you? What would constitute a perfect day for you? And just one moment, I want to share with you. And you have yours, and I want you to share and type them in, and I'll read your question off as well. So we're talking about questions that will help you fall in love with anyone. Say, if you have a choice of anyone in the world, who would you want as a dinner date, a dinner guest? You got that choice. You have a choice for anybody in the world. So just think about those questions and see if that will help you fall in love with anyone. Just a few questions. Not saying those are the questions. Your question may be different. Next topic we want to focus on, how do you have a fall in love? Some people say, well, you've been told not to fall in love. You will know. I can't tell you that you know. But once you fall in love, how do you handle it? That's the question. How do you handle it? You're excited. It's just like Christmas time. You have a new toy. It's called love. It's called falling in love. You need to make sure you do this. Control your desires. Controlling your desires would be the first thing. See, you desired and you prayed to God, I desire this. I desire this in this person. I desire all of this. And God gave you that desire, but can you control it? You're so excited, you're bubbling and falling over because God has given you that desire. Can you control it? You're going to control it. That way you can completely find love, It becomes uncontrollable, and it's a possibility you'll lose them. Don't worry about losing them. I just said that your desires need to be in control. That way you can find love, because you truly, truly have prayed about this. Say, God, send that person in my life, and I want them to be in my life, and I know they're going to work with me for us to be complete. Well, we can form that triple cord with, you know, come together with you involved so we can be one. But we can't be so caught up in trying to hold on to them that, and we worried about that, that we end up losing them. See, that's how you lose someone. Worry about it. Let's put the work in. You put the work in, and the way God has it set up, there's some awesome benefits and a great reward. The next thing, allow your mind to be distracted from thinking about those individuals. Allow your mind to be distracted. Everybody else got your attention. If that's the person that you want to fall in love, you can't get so distracted with everything else going around. See, if you can do that, if you don't get distracted, you can have it. I have one that said, because it's more or less, if these things happen, they're not going to be able to handle falling in love. Keep your friends and your family close. Don't say you fall in love with somebody and run all your friends off and your family members, because they have to be a part of your life. When the families come together, when you get with someone, everybody comes together. I ain't gonna be with you because you're a friend with someone doing good. Well, most likely, if you fall in love, you're not gonna be able to have that. Because you're gonna be torn . But Austin, I'm so glad. I'm looking at my board and I see there's a couple people have some questions here. And I'm going to see, can I bring them up? And this is from C. Renee. You can't disrespect me. You should put your hand on me. She's talking about abuse now. Shouldn't we have conditions? Come on. These are three things. I'm sorry, not Denise. Renee stated. These are the things that she wanted to share with us. As I say, it could have been early in relation to something else, but we want to make sure we talk about it. So also, you remember and remind yourself that you are still, you're an independent person. And that person will respect your independence. When that happens, you'll be able to handle them. When they don't respect that, then it's going to be hard for you to handle that situation or handle falling in love. A couple more things I want to touch on, and we're going to close the show out. We have about 5 minutes. What do you do when you fall in love? Y'all tell me. Call it on 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll identify the last 4 digits of the cell. Get a chance to chat with Dr. Logan. We'll call out that form. We'll call out those numbers, those digits. Then ask you to offer your location, then jump in and share your thoughts and Smith is all about. So what do you do when you fall in love? Tell me, what do you do? One of the things is that when you fall in love, use a positive self-talk to deal with the anxiety. Being very excited now, you're like, oh man, this is what I've been looking for. God, come on now. But you got to bring it down. You got to talk and say, oh, let me calm down a little bit so I can really get the logistics of what we're dealing with. See? Use that positive self-talk to deal with other negative emotions you might have. Because truly falling in love causes a lot of anxiety, self-doubt. So it will be necessary for you to build yourself up from time to time. You have to talk, yeah, come on now. No, I got this. This will be awesome. I got to calm it down just a little bit. I can't breathe. I'm excited because this is the best thing that happened to me. This is what I'm looking for. I'm just talking about a process of getting yourself in order so anxiety won't force you to lose that opportunity. See, positive self-talk also can help you to overcome some of those negative thoughts you might have. What if they don't love me back? What if they don't want to be with me? Oh, look like we're having a power outage around here. And hopefully I'm able to keep up running on my show. It was just a surge. So I see Facebook just come back on, and I appreciate y'all still hanging with me. And we're getting to the point that we're about to close out anyway. The last thing we want to talk about, and that is, what are the three stages of falling in love? So you have to remember there are three specific stages of falling in love. A lot of time they relate to the different hormone response. And I mention them as we talk about the Love Cafe in our menu. Those three things as we get ready to close out. It's lust, which is what? The starter and the appetizer. And attraction, the attachment, and the fourth one I added was the awakening. See, Renee, or for another question here, how do you attract love? Truly, truly, we're going to make sure we discuss that on our next show. We're going to talk about how you attract love. We've been awesome being with you tonight. We're not a rush off, but I want you to let us know we're having this weather situation on where I am. And it was affecting our power, knocking things out. We're up and down. So we're going to close out because I'm looking at my board and say attention needs to be made to your internet because it had that surge. See, God has been so good. It's truly a blessing. Shout out again to those individuals joining on the various network. We have over here Denise, which is Latane Pickett, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, also the founder of Inspired to Inspire, which told us you inspired me because you truly had a dream and you're grinding. Carol Davis, the winner of our raffle 4-day, 3-night trip to her choice of Gatlinburg, Tennessee, or Myrtle Beach, whatever one she chooses. The second one will go into the raffle coming up in most likely October or November. Also, a shout out to BJ Jefferson. Thank you, BJ, for taking time to be one of our watchers and listeners. Truly, truly, thank you for being committed and doing it. Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. She's doing some awesome things out there. She has some awesome guests that come into her show. Denise, keep doing what you're doing. So proud of you. And thank you so much, because a lot of the co-hosts and the guests that I have here, we made it a point to share those individuals with me, how she works with them. And I'm going to say, Minister Peter Brown Sr., my kin folks, thank you, cuz, for joining us as well and giving you a shout out. And to make sure I get everybody on that end. Shout out to those Zetas, the beautiful ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Rho Iota Zeta 1999 underscore Z Phi B. Thank you, sisters, for joining the Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then I'm going to say D at the Diva. Thank you so much for joining us. C. Renee Anton, thank you, Antonio, sorry. A member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then we are also so glad to have Goldie Long, which is number one. And Brooke underscore Smart underscore Deuce. Thank you so much for joining us. God is so good. He's blessing one more time. I want you to keep in mind. And thank you to Renee, songwriter Renee. Thank you so much for being and taking the time to be here. Remember the hashtag be responsible. Be responsible. Truly, truly be responsible. Last person I want to make sure I shout out because I can recognize their number. They're on the board. And that's our host of Tell the Truth. Sister Christine Walters, she joined us as well. So make sure that you get an opportunity. You can jump on that board, do that, because you know that. Hashtag be responsible. It's hashtag responsible. I say be responsible. We're going through a health crisis. I know it touches home. And I say that right now because my grandson is back in, just stepped up to the dome. Put his hand up and say, you know, we need something. He's getting that extra symptom to be tested positive for COVID. And we're in quarantine for the next 10 days. I also took my test and I was negative. It was good. It's still good. Even with what's going on, we're going to take care of this. I know how. So we're being responsible. Let's not be careless during this health crisis. Let's be careful. See, God is so good. He's able for us to understand there are some protocols that we need to follow. God asks us to be humble. We all need to be servants. Those protocols is wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay 6 feet away. Stay at home. Don't stay at home. Some places you just may not need to be vaccinated or not. Because you can be a carrier. So try to make sure you follow the protocols. I want everybody who make that choice through prayer to be vaccinated. God bless me to make that choice, and I am fully vaccinated. So that's your choice, but the other ones work as well. Those other four protocols work along with vaccination. Let's make sure we be careful, not careless. Hashtag keep on grinding. That's what we got to do. We keep doing it. We'll be coming back, and this is the third Sunday, so you make sure I look at my, it might be the second Sunday. No, third Sunday coming up, so hopefully we'll be doing it. Tell the truth. The host, Christine Walter, Sister Christine Walter, and I will co-host on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Just remember, if you're in Central Alabama, you can go over to Antioch Baptist Church. That's over in Old Selma Road. address at 1615 on Sunday, and they will be giving away school supplies and offering COVID-19 vaccine to everyone. So make sure you have time to stop. The time of it is 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's the corner with the Black Voters Matter and Antioch Baptist Church's name. Thank you so much. Hashtag communicate for understanding. That's what we're talking about, love. The four, the number four is love, L-O-V-E. You have to have understanding. Don't assume that person understands you. Don't assume. Truly, truly, hashtag, make it in written, M-I-D-W-I-D. Hashtag mindset. Have the right mindset for dealing with our health crisis. You make the choice that best speaks to you. But understand that if someone you truly love contracts COVID-19, you will be quarantined for 10 days. I'm just saying that you, that's going to be, that's the person you're taking care of. You got to make sure. Make your choice. I know we have to go to work. We have to do all those things. And that's why we practice the protocol, so we won't be putting our family members or ourselves in that situation. But you know, when I was out there with my grandson, it was quite a big bother that there are people out there at the urgent care trying to get a test. Tell your family members you love them. Virtual face-to-face. Truly tell them that I need you. I need you to make sure you practice protocol. You may think it's easing up, but it's not easing up. You know, the hospital or becoming filled all the beds with capacity. But we still got to make sure we make it with this bed, not because we married and we transmitted because that we took ourselves from you. So let's make sure we focus on that. Again, we know that they're coming at you on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Tell the truth. We have an awesome time. Truly, truly, have an awesome time. And as we close out, we'll make sure that I know my board went kind of scattering for a minute because of the light. When the lightning came in, it took things out. But truly, truly, I want y'all to keep this in mind. See, when you fall in love, you can truly remember. We don't want to write some song, but you truly tell where you are. So as we close out, as we do all, I truly love each and every one of you, and I want you to love me back. If you choose not, it is fine. I tell you I love you. And if you feel good about reciprocating back to me, tell me I love you. Tell me that you love me. And I'll tell you, truly, truly tell you that I love you. Because truly, that's always the way I close my show. And as we close out, I want to say this to you. This is deeply from my heart and from my soul. It's part of my inner self. So I thank you dearly for joining us. I thank you for taking time so we can complete 410 episodes dealing with the Smith Way production and now WBSW Internet Radio broadcast out of New York, as well as a base in Iowa. Truly, truly, we thank you so much. Come, we truly can say this from my heart. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. So have an awesome rest of the evening.
Amen. 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 Didn't see her coming. Hell, it's like I've been running. Is my mind playing tricks on me? Is she one up on me? If I had to testify, I could only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. could come and go as I please. Nobody questioning me. I don't know when things begin to change. You came and turned all around. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing. Got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good. You keep that cooking good. Best thing for sure. Your love's not settling, settling on me. Like a kid in a blanket, made it hard for me to leave. And you gave me new love that I've never ever seen. And I'm eternally thankful. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I know. Got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good. You keep that cooking good. Best thing for sure. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I know. Got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good. You keep that cooking good. Best thing for sure.
It's hard for me to picture. I feel like it with you. Look what I've been missing. You turned it all around. Look what I done found. Back in my own place.
And if I knew this,